All right, now let's talk about some of the new technology that I mentioned earlier in this hour, this idea of the gait analyzer, something that would analyze how somebody is walking.
Well, you know, biometrics is an emerging field. And in certain applications, it works fine for things like thumbprint and, you know, retina scans and the things we see in a lot of Hollywood movies.
Or even on a new, like, laptop computer. I saw advertising for kids back to school where it needs a fingerprint in order to activate it.
Right.
That, biometrics making it all the way down to a $699 laptop computer.
Exactly. And in fact, you're going to see child-proofing based on somebody's thumbprint. Okay.
Okay.
So if the child, you know, if you have different children, they might scan their thumb, and that allows them certain access rights on, say, the Internet.
Right. Or even handguns in the home and other things which people are talking about biometrics on.
Right. And again, a lot of movies and television drive this technology. Now, this gait analysis.
Yeah, what does this mean?
Well, what it means is if I just got off of a flight from London, which is 9 or 10 hours, and I didn't sit very well, and now I'm walking funny, I might get myself screened for extra scrutiny.
Now,
if I match up with somebody else's gait, okay, or if, you know, there was a mention of body odor detection. Well, when you're aggressive, when you're ready to do something, you generate more testosterone and other, you know, endorphins and pheromones and so forth. Well, at the same time, if the guy inspecting you has upset you, or the guy behind you upset you on the whole flight, now you come off the plane and you might set off these detectors.
All right, but before we talk about how it can't work or what the problems are, and you take away all the food off the flights and you're going to have more crying babies and you're going to have more people getting off the flights who didn't sleep well or are walking funny or smell bad or are angrier. But, I mean, so the theory here, though, is somehow they'll be able to use these biometric devices to measure the odor of somebody and be more inclined to detect that they are about to commit a crime based on their odor.
Exactly.
Okay. And or could it also be we're talking about some hygienic practices which are cultural? Could we be, is that the subtext of this, that they'll be able to, they're looking for people who come from nations or religious practices that will be less likely to wear deodorant or to bathe like Westerners? I mean, is that part of this?
Well, I can't say that that's part of it, but the same technology that lets you determine certain pH levels and odors and so forth can be applied to whatever profile you establish. Now, if you have those detectors, then you don't really have to disclose what your profile is.
Okay. So
where
again,
if you say, I only want those guys who are wearing turbans and long hair on the face. Well, now, most people would think that's harassment and would object to it. They have to commit a crime before they are suspected of doing one. But if you automate this process, if you randomize, certain inspections and so forth, well, then you eliminate the political correctness or the template that people can then scrutinize the scrutinizers.
Well, and I know people who are from the Middle East, and life isn't good for them flying between, you know, destinations or on business appointments. It's tough. And they do get looks askew even when they are dressed in traditional, you know, American Western business wear. And they'll still get people looking at their briefcase when they put it underneath the seat in front of them. And so I understand that that's not easy and that gets on their nerves and they don't feel like they've done anything wrong. So why should they have to suffer for the sins of others? But the same thing's going to be said then for people who just walk funny to begin with, right? I mean, if we're really going to be analyzing people's gaits, then somebody who might have a natural problem with a hip or some sort of congenital defect or something, the next thing, they're going to get profiled then too.
Well, you know, when technology's not perfect, and for some reason our society has decided the solution to everything is more technology. And the fact of the matter is, if you and I see something out of the ordinary, we're better than any machine. And if we're smart, we would then report what's out of the ordinary.